Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, turnoffs and deal breakers, plus Josh would murder for money. It's all coming up right after this.
Friend, are you looking to add a little dance to your pants? Are you hoping to turn heads without costly and painful surgery? Then visit the Bob and Tom Personal Care Outlet Mall and experience the newest way to grow your fro. Hi, I'm Chick McGee. I know what you're thinking, but Chick, hair hides inches. Well, that's only when you're naked. See, when I put King Kong behind closed doors, I want the ladies to notice a bulge that rivals those old Jim Palmer ads in Sports Illustrated. Thanks to this, I can achieve that look in just a few short weeks. From the makers of Miracle-Gro, it's the Pubidor. The Pubidor starts at the root system, giving your patch a major poof that only the latest in Frigamol technology can provide.
Wow, Chick. Is that an airbag in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me?
Let's just say my curly fries have gone home style.
Oh.
The Pubidor is a simple three-step system. First, apply the Miracle Mix to desired region. Place those puny pubes in curlers, and then let the Pubidor leave you high and dry.
Wow, it looks like a blooming onion.
The Pubidor, now available at the Bob and Tom Personal Care Outlet Mall. Warning, not intended for beards, backs, or buttocks. Ask for the Pubidor by name. Pubidor.
Oh, my God.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much, Chick McGee. Now, let's go back over to Christy Lee. We've got an interesting list here of so-called dating deal breakers. The obvious ones, like a bad smell way up there. Being rude to a waiter or waitress. Yeah, I totally get that one.
Boy, don't you just cringe.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, man.
Yeah. Having long fingernails. That's obviously a guy with long fingernails, I assume. Unless he's a guitar player.
Or a cocaine dealer.
Maybe a sculptor. Dirty fingernails were on the list. That's disgusting.
Well, it depends what you do for a living. I mean, you may have a situation in which
your hands.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you can't. Like, have you ever worked with stuff that you...
Yeah, what if you're a proctologist?
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Oh, they wear gloves? Oh, sorry, I just got that message.
Speaking of dirty, another one of the turnoffs, having shoes that are too dirty.
Again, I mean, it would depend, I suppose.
If your proctologist came at you for an examination... and didn't have gloves on, what would your response be?
No bareback there, Chief.
Okay. urologist? Proctologist?
Nobody does that.
Of course not.
I do have I can't give this guy's name, but I had to go to a physician in Florida when I was living in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And
looks like you're okay.
That's
right. This is
absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting at his desk, and I when I first walked in, I couldn't tell that he was rather tall.
Right.
And then but right behind him was a picture of his college basketball team.
Oof.
This guy was, when he stood up, the guy was gigantic. And,
so you're saying he could palm a basketball?
Yeah.
Was he a proctologist?
Yeah, he could palm a medicine ball.
Was he a urologist?
Yes, he was a urologist, but he had to do the old...
The
old shushing.
Yeah. I considered it a felony.
Yeah.
Tech.
Sorry. I'm sorry. What are other turnoffs for early dating?
Did we talk about breathing heavily?
Yeah. You mentioned it. We didn't talk
having
about
a bad tattoo.
Oh.
Yeah.
A bad tattoo.
I mean, it would depend where it was.
Like on your face, maybe.
What it said.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. Some other woman's name, maybe.
Well, that, yeah,
his
that
face.
Would be. Eating and talking at the same time. Or, as I would say, eating with your mouth open. Ugh.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you do that?
No.
No.
I get lectured if I even... I have to swallow every ounce of everything before I can...
Does eating and talking at the same time, does that include the bedroom?
Mm.
Okay, Josh. We're talking about eating food.
Oh. Do you allow food in the bedroom, Josh?
The old Lingus.
No, you know what? There's not a lot of eating in my bedroom at all.
You don't have any.
I know you want me to say.
You have a refrigerator boxes, next to your bed.
One of my end tables is a fridge. The other is an air fryer. My mattress is mostly mashed potatoes. I don't know what you want, but it's something of that ilk.
Little marinara.
I believe I said all of it. How's that?
A lot of people talk and eat at the same time. Have you ever noticed that? If you're
questioning them and you ask them something and. Sometimes they're forced.
No, if you're at a dinner or...
Okay, yeah. Well, let's just move on. What else have you got?
Gee, I wonder which one of these applies to Tom. Let's just move on about that.
Wearing shoes you don't like. Now, this is kind of
stupid.
What
does that even mean? Oh, you know, like, I don't like your shoes.
This is like the one that if she's wearing socks in bed, you're going to kick her out of bed. That's never happened.
You know, ladies out there who may have gone on a date with me, if you've ever not gone on a second date with me because you didn't like my shoes, thank you. I have a feeling you saved me from
dodged a bullet.
Wearing too much makeup. Is that a thing for you guys? I don't know.
That might be.
I never wear it. Not paying on the first date. Now this is kind
I
of
hate a, when women do
yeah,
that.
She's got it.
73% said they would judge someone negatively if they wanted to split the food bill.
Really?
The nerve.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
No, I think on a first date, I always try to pay for everything. But one time I had a girl pay for the whole dinner and I was like, oh, that's awesome. Let's go get drinks across the street. Then I'll pay. Or offering to split on the first date. It's kind of, you don't know each other yet. Why not go Dutch?
Yeah. I think it depends on the kind of date. Maybe if it's like a casual.
Depends how old you are, how much money you've got.
Yeah.
Generational.
You just met day. On, you know, Bumble or Hinge about, or something, and you're meeting for coffee. And
What about dining and dashing real quick?
Always pay for everything on the date so that she knows she has to have sex with me.
Oh.
Just a subtle way.
Now,
it's called a transaction.
Yeah.
Now, do you let her pay and then you reimburse her when you give her her fee as she's leaving? Or do you...
Keep the receipt. It's a tax write-off.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe he deducts that from her pay.
Hey, look, that pizza's coming off your fare.
Yeah. Taking longer than you to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, these are minor. Referring to their football team as we.
What?
Oh, I see. Man, we kicked some ass last night. No, the Patriots did. You had nothing to do with it.
That isn't that bad. I mean, you're a big fan.
It's a big fan. Wearing bad jeans.
What about having bad jeans? Does that come out? Guy with three eyes.
Watch out.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You know what I can't believe hasn't come up yet?
What?
Being part of the opposite, if you will, political party.
That's not on the list at all.
Yeah, that shocks me.
Because I think people avoid that subject even on
I'm actually glad to hear it.
That should be on here in the
way
high.
Top five.
Or, yeah. I like to think people can still love each other and be fine with it. But Ace.
Is annoying voice or laughter on there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, should
be. Because I went out with a girl once and the laugh was just...
Yeah. Wasn't there.
Well, I'm a funny guy and I make people laugh, so if I got to hear this crap all the time.
No, but yeah.
Got to hear this crap.
Look, hey, baby, I'm a real funny guy, so you're going to be laughing a lot and I just can't handle it.
I can't handle this crap.
Well, I guess we have to.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't know what the problem is with an annoying voice.
Yeah, Ace.
Yeah, go ahead, Ace.
What has five toes and it's not your foot?
What has five toes and it's not my foot?
My foot.
I like it. Now, will you do something?
I'm sorry. No, I think what Ace is talking about is someone who has a super annoying laugh.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, that,
oh, yeah, that's bad. Yeah.
Goodbye elections.
I've had that rule.
Here are some of them now.
I've had that rule in a lunch where someone at a different table.
It must be
7 second lunch.
I never realized this, but the older I get, it must be exhausting being you.
Oh, it is.
I can't imagine.
I think Christy and I both moved table at a restaurant because someone had such strong perfume on at a different table.
Yeah.
You know,
I was at a place that was the smell of patchouli was ruining every bite, and I asked to be moved.
It's not even this.
Is that on the list? Terrible perfume?
No, and I can't. Yeah. Well, smells. Oh, yeah, okay. Smelling badly.
That happened to me at the movies yesterday. Really? First off, I was annoyed. There were three of us in the theater. All right.
Three.
There were probably, 350 seats?
Yeah.
And you know how you pick your seats now?
Right.
This guy chose the seat. There was a buffer between us. First off, you don't even choose the same row when it's that open of a theater.
Of course not. Yeah.
No, you get your own row. This guy, so it was me, an empty seat, and then him. And he was wearing this very, very strong cologne, which I can't abide. And I couldn't move, though, because he was black, and I didn't want him to think that I was racist. I was like, I'm stuck here.
Yeah, Josh, you should get some sort of civil rights award for sitting in that seat.
Thank you.
How progressive and forthcoming of you.
That's right. I sacrificed 90 minutes.
How was the movie?
It was good. Yeah, okay. It was entertaining.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You got to get out of your head, man. You could have moved.
You could have moved.
No, not these days. You can't.
What? I'm sorry. Did you think this guy was going to file some kind of charge?
You just go to the concession stand, and when you come back, you sit somewhere else.
Yeah, I still thought it would be a little, boy, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, why did he pick that seat?
That's what I wanted to know. Yeah. Maybe. And I couldn't ask him that. Oh, you think you can sit there?
And would you mind putting your pants on?
Oh, okay. Boy.
What was the movie?
Megan. About the
movie, The Doll
thing. Oh, yeah.
How was it?
Very entertaining. Okay, yeah, right. I had a good time. As did he. He enjoyed it.
Oh, did you guys become friends?
Did you get some coffee afterwards?
We did, yeah. Yeah. And a real special relationship was made.
All right.
And there's a documentary about it.
Yeah. Get ready for Green Book starring Josh Arnold, the hero among race relations in America.
I'm doing what I can up there.
I see.
Wearing a weird colored lipstick is a dating turnoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go with purple. That might be a sign.
That...
could be
a sign of what? Insanity.
Yeah.
Dementia.
White lipstick. I mean, they're colorblind. They can't
baby
see
baby pretty now, mommy.
Yeah, stuff like that. The one, to me, the one that is the least offensive is this wearing socks to bed. I mean,
yeah,
who cares?
I wear socks to bed especially in the winter.
I've been known to wear a sock or two to bed.
Sure.
Three? Sure.
But does that mean wearing socks while you go to sleep or wearing socks in bed during the most intimate
activities?
No,
while you're sleeping, Willie.
Because, I think I've heard that socks during lovemaking is a red flag.
It is. It's a big turnoff for me if she is wearing socks during sex because it means they're not balled up and in my mouth.
Oh.
That's a real problem.
Ew, I was going to say if the guy's wearing socks.
You mean the sex aren't balled up and in her mouth to prevent her calling the authorities.
Oh, that's right. I've never once had a consensual relationship.
That would ruin it.
We're going to wrap this up with our last two items.
What kind of a turn on would that be?
We're still on this?
Having too many shirt buttons undone. That's a bad look.
I love when a woman does that.
I think they mean for men.
Oh.
And then wearing creased clothes.
What?
Oh, come on.
You mean just dirty or?
Creased.
Pressed wranglers.
Like not ironed.
Okay.
I see.
But again, depend on the circumstances.
You mean wrinkled clothes? Or is it creased clothes?
Like a brand new shirt that still has the creases?
No, yes. I think they mean dirty.
Jeans, maybe?
Okay.
But that's still a bad look. At least wash it or steam it or something.
I just bought it.
For the date.
And one of the other ones is having a horrible nickname.
Oh.
He's on the list.
Yeah.
He's
lumpy.
So why do they call you old wrinkly sack, Josh?
Well, I'll show you.
Okay. Well, that was very enlightening. Thank you, Christy.
Very.
Some of the things that are, I think some of these people are a little bit shallow if they're not going to continue to date someone. But I guess you know you like what you like, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know a lot of people like out there,
maybe,
aren't there?
Maybe you don't. Okay, what
else? You know what a lot of people like? Money. If you're one of those people, the Mega Millions prize has grown again.
Oh, no.
To an estimated $1.35 billion after there was no winner in last night's large, giant jackpot.
You know how many people I'd murder with my own hands to have that money?
How many?
A shocking amount.
With my own hands.
So if you want to buy a Mega Millions ticket, you have to do it by Friday night. So there you go.
What's that, Willie?
What scenario? Are they buying the ticket in front of you?
A Squid Game type scenario where some man came up to me and said, if you murder X amount of people on this subway with your own hands, I will give you this suitcase full of money. I'd go, watch this.
You don't strike me as that type, but okay.
Really?
A chicken shot that you don't know that I'm
That's right.
inside very murderous.
I mean, yeah, for $1,000 million? Sure, I'll rip your head off. Go for it. Are you kidding me?
I'd murder people to have sex with certain people, too.
Really?
Hey, you can sleep with Rachel Ray. Well, I'll kill three people for that.
Jesus.
You can all, yeah. I've got this all written down in a book under my bed.
How does Rachel feel about this?
Hates it. At least she's not responded to any of my letters.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more of a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.